Well, I am joined once again to bring us today's Breakfast Bite by Reverend Gareth Higgs. Hi, Gareth. How are you doing?
Hi, Nathan. Hi, everybody. I'm well, thank you. Are you?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much. I'm great to see you once again. Are you ready to dive straight into today's Breakfast Bite then?
Yeah, I am, very much so. Okay, so I've just been reading up to Easter this week and just been reminded of an evening that took place in the lead up to Easter, and it's recorded in John's Gospel, and it's an incredible moment, really, because it's a point where Jesus decides that he's going to wash the feet of his disciples, and you can find an account of it in John's Gospel, chapter 13. Jesus says that he's setting an example for us to follow. And that word that's translated, or usually translated example, is kind of like a plan or a model, like something from the technical drawing world. So if you kind of trace the outline of a mold or a design, you can carefully copy what's already there. That's what he means. Jesus is saying, carefully copy what I'm doing. And what is it that he does in this quite strange encounter just before his crucifixion? Well, he takes off his robe, ties it around his waist, and kneels down to wash the feet of his disciples. He deliberately does something that not even Jewish slaves commonly did. It was reserved for Gentile slaves, and Jesus is in a community of Jews at the time. So he's deliberately positioning himself as kind of the lowest of the low in that little group of people. He's deliberately taking the nature of a servant, a slave, to wash the feet of his disciples. He's putting other people above himself. It's says the New International Version in the old translation, it's Jesus showing the extent of his love. It's not just an example to follow, but actually it's a demonstration of how wide God's love is, that he would stoop even to serve the fallible and mistake-prone disciples, even Judas, who is about to betray Jesus. And it's a good pattern for us to mirror. It may not be that washing people's feet is the exact replica. In fact, probably a more kind of closer equivalent would be for us to go around and wash people's bathrooms and toilets for them if we really wanted to. But and that might be something we want to do as an act of service. But actually, it's just the general pattern of preferring other people to ourselves, that general pattern of loving action and service. In our culture, love is often mixed up with romance and sentiment and feeling. And of course, that's a part of what love is. But love is, in the Bible's understanding, more akin to action. You show and demonstrate and act out love. It is something that you do rather than you feel. And Jesus is modeling that as he serves his friends. But of course, it's something else going on too. It's a foreshadowing of what's to come a few hours later in the setting of this passage. Jesus will go on to be crucified, then he'll go on to be raised again. And in his crucifixion, he's washing not just feet, but he's washing, cleansing, making clean hearts, minds, lives, souls. The complete washing of transforming of our very inner being. And there's this kind of dialogue where some of the disciples say, I don't need to be washed, you know. And of course, they're uncomfortable with Jesus taking such a lowly thing. But they understand, and they have this moment of recognition when they understand that actually they need to be kind of washed by Jesus symbolically. They need their entire lives to be washed. And we each need that. Whoever we are, the one thing that, wherever we're listening to this today, the one thing that binds us all in common is that we're imperfect, mistake-prone people. We mess up, we make wrong choices, we do things where our motives are mixed. And the hope of the Easter story is that in the most ultimate loving action of all, Jesus dying on a cross, we get to experience not just the wonder of his love for us, but actually we get to receive forgiveness, cleansing, renewing of our lives, and a chance to begin again. And then having received the hand from God, we go back to the beginning and repeat the cycle of showing loving action and loving kindness to others, that they might see him in the things that we do. Jesus shows us an example to follow, that of suffering and servant-hearted loving action. And that is in itself a picture of the most ultimate loving action of all, where he dies on a cross for everybody, no matter who they are, where they've been, what they've done. He offers forgiveness and new life for all.
Thanks so much, Gareth. That's a really good thought for us. And I like what you say about Jesus taking on the lowest of low positions possible. It's something that even the Jewish slaves wouldn't have done. It's quite a powerful symbolism in that, isn't it?
It is. And I think, you know, again, it's just a reminder of the whole kind of story of Jesus, really, that he, you know, he leaves the splendor and the glory of heaven and he comes down into the mess of earth. And he's not afraid of that. He gets stuck in where it counts to clean us up. And it's another image of the kind of incarnation, what God does for us in Jesus.
Yeah. And I guess because we see Jesus' example, if we want to follow him and if we want to, I suppose, to do what is right, considering the fact that he sacrificed himself for us, we need to follow his example and make sure we put others first and be willing to go into those lowly positions and serve where God calls us.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's a temptation always, isn't there, to want fame and recognition, but serving where there's a need is a great way to honour God and to honour others above ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Gareth. Thanks for bringing us today's Breakfast Bite, and I look forward to another one next week.
Great. Take care.
Pure 24/7 Radio is listener supported, which means we are free, online and always pure because of the generous support of our listeners. If you would like to contribute financially, please visit pure247radio.org. If you'd like to find out how we use your money, please visit the Our Cost section. Any donation of any size will help keep us on air and broadcasting for free. Thank you.